The Olympic sport of Nordic combined is not for the timid. It features ski jumping and a grueling cross-country ski race. For the first time ever, the United States will arrive at the Winter Games with one of the best Nordic combined teams in the world. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann has this profile of an American who's going ski tip to ski tip with the world's best.
In March of last year, Bill DeMung climbed in full racing gear into the VIP stand and shook hands with King Harald of Norway. DeMung had just won the coveted King's Cup Nordic combined, the first American to claim that prize since 1968. DeMung says his victory in Norway was another sign that he and the U.S. team have arrived.
Definitely when we compete, I think the other countries take notice, and it's more exciting and more fun for us because, you know, we do have that belief there. We're not trying to come out of the dregs and make something happen.
DeMung first emerged on the world scene at the Nagano Olympics 12 years ago when he was still in high school.
Looks strong from the takeoff, very high. DeMung puts one down there, and what a time to do it.
He didn't medal that year, but he slowly shouldered his way into the middle rank of Nordic combined skiers, testing himself against the dominant Europeans and Scandinavians.
He has traveled all over the globe, and he's still very much at heart a North Country boy.
DeMung's parents, Helen and Leo, raised him and his sister Kate in the backwoods of New York's Adirondack Mountains, where hard winter can last 7 months of the year.
I've always been an avid outdoors person, so it was just a natural thing to take the kids with me, you know.
I have photographs of Bill and Kate in the dead of winter putting on their bathing suit and diving off of our front porch into the deep snow. Just this fearless quality.
Lake Placid was a 20-minute drive from home, close enough that DeMung started training at age 7. Chris Seymour coached him as a kid and says it was clear early on that DeMung was different.
He's really physiologically a little bit of an anomaly. He's, as far as endurance athletics go, he was given a set of genetics that have made him superior to most.
DeMung's steady progress came to a crashing halt in 2002 after the Olympics in Salt Lake City.
A top North Country ski racer has been hospitalized in Germany following a head injury suffered in a hotel swimming pool.
DeMung fractured his skull and was lucky to be alive. His doctors doubted whether he would ever compete again.
That was when I kind of took the time to get away from the sport, clear my head out a little bit, and then make the decision to come back.
The final kilometer now, and DeMung is making his move. Content for second for the moment, and not anymore. Bill DeMung.
DeMung now credits that year off with helping him find the joy again in competing. He relaxed, found his rhythm, and in 2009, he reached the podium 10 times in World Cup races, an astonishing record for any Nordic combined racer and unheard of for an American. Here he is last February, grabbing the gold medal at the World Championships broadcast on NBC.
The German can't match the intensity of a hyper-determined Bill DeMung.
Bill DeMung was born right after the Lake Placid Winter Games, and there's a photograph of his mom, Helen, standing pregnant in front of the blazing torch. 30 years later, the goal is to take all the pieces, the family, the winter days in the Adirondacks, the years of competition, and put them together in Vancouver.
When you know that you're good enough, when you have that faith, it's about arriving at the Olympics on autopilot and ready to just do what you do best and enjoy that.
For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in Saranac Lake, New York.